morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter of 2018 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/IR and MZIQ platform, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in forward statements. Such statements speak only as of the day they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Inácio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. Inácio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. Welcome to our 2018 earnings call. Before entering in the numbers, I would like to talk about our strategy on slide 3 and the silent revolution that has been happening in PAN. In recent years, we have restructured our internal services and processes, hired outstanding professionals in their areas of expertise, and also invested heavily in technology. And here we present some examples and pillars of our digital bank. Throughout 2018, we advanced in this strategy of omnichannel origination of credit without physical barriers through digital platforms, doing everything paperless. We are pioneers in signing contracts with facial biometrics, and we have invested in the expansion of self-service channels and also developing open APIs that will facilitate the connectivity between PAN and native digital partners. These measures will increasingly bring more productivity, cost reduction, partner loyalty, fraud and delinquency reduction, and also increase partner and customer engagement. There are more than 300 people dedicated to this digital strategy, and by year end, we intend to formalize 100% of vehicle financing contracts digitally, completely paperless, and we want to do the same for payroll loans at our points of service. With our payroll brokers, we intend to have 30% digitally signed and increase from that in coming years. In addition to the transformation of the current products, on slide 4 we announced the expansion of our product portfolio, making us a full digital bank in 2019. We will offer checking account and credit cards without fees and several other products and services for low-income individuals, classes C, D, and E in Brazil. Our purpose is to change the view of these target public regarding banking sector, facilitating the access to credit at competitive rates, supported by our expertise in credit markets. The Brazilian market favors this movement, and has many opportunities, starting with a concentrated market, connected population, and also considering that a large portion of the population suffer from high interest rates, and low credit limits in their current banks. And also the penetration of financial services is quite low. In addition to that, the central bank has shown a positive agenda to promote a more competitive environment. We understand that we have competitive advantages in relation to direct competitors and newcomers based on four pillars. So we have capital and funding available. We are the second largest Brazilian private mid-sized bank in total assets. We have an extensive expertise in credit for low-income individuals using unstructured data allied to advanced modeling techniques such as machine learning, and with this we can offer the best credit alternative to our clients. We also have a strong presence on our core markets. And we have already 4.3 million active customers and an organic monthly flow of more than 80,000 new clients per month. So along with that, investment in technology and marketing will further boost this flow. Moving on to slide 5, we present the financial highlights. In 2018, we posted an income before tax of 457 million reais, increasing 80% over 2017. In the quarter, the net income was 74 million reais, totaling 222 million in 2018. Our NIM remained strong at almost 16% this year. The adjusted ROE for 2018 was 15.5%, and the adjustment consists of two remaining legacies that I'll explain later on. Our loan portfolio ended the quarter at 20.6 billion of reais, with payroll and vehicle financing growing by 20 and 18% each in the year-over-year comparison. We generated a monthly average of 1.5 billion reais in new credits, and we ended the year with 4.1 billion equity and 14.1 Basel ratio. Regarding the annual results on slide 6, our NIM stood at 15.8%, falling a bit from 2017 because of different credit assignment volumes. But it was a soft movement considering that assignments reduced almost 40% on a year basis and were compensated by higher carry revenues. Credit provisions totaled 1.1 billion in 2018, corresponding to 5.9% of the portfolio. And total expenses fell 10% on a year base, in which origination expenses reduced 16% and personnel and administrative expenses contracted 4%. With that, we get to the 557 million reais income before tax, a significant increase over 2017, reaching 222 million reais in net income. On the next slide, we present our ROE on the accounting base and also the adjusted. The adjustment is quite simple. It's about the adequacy of two remaining legacies. The first one refers to the excess of financial expenses generated by fixed rate deposits that were issued between 2005 and 2008, compared to what we currently pay for the same term in the market. So they mature on average by 2023, and excluding this additional price that we pay, this additional cost, the net income would be 383 million reais. And the second adjustment refers to the excess of the deferred tax assets related to losses arising from the accounting inconsistencies filed in 2010, and also the results from the DTA sale that happened in 2017. And with that, the average equity goes from 3.8 to 2.5 billion reais. Thus, the ROE becomes 15.5% in 2018, properly representing the performance of the bank in the margin and increasing significantly from the 10% that we had in 2017. On the next page, we present the details of our origination. We granted 4.5 billion reais in credits in this quarter, 1.5 billion reais per month, increasing 4% in the quarter and 15% in 12 months. The growth on a year basis was driven mainly by vehicle financing, which increased 42% in 12 months and increased 14% in the quarter, reaching an average of 415 million reais in the last quarter per month. In payroll loans, we had an average origination of 790 million reais per month, in credit cards around 300 million reais per month. On page 9, we show the composition of the credit portfolio. In the first table, we see that payroll deductible remains as the largest portfolio with 11 billion reais, increasing 20% in last 12 months. Then comes vehicle financing with 7 billion, advancing 18% in 12 months. And corporate loans and real estate have been declining at a strong pace, 41 and 21%. And credit cards totaled almost 900 million reais, increasing 5% in the quarter. Overall, the entire portfolio went up 10% year over year, but the core portfolio increased around 18%. The originated portfolio, which includes the assignments to Caixa, ended the quarter and the year at 32.3% billion reais. On page 10, we have the 90 days NPL for the retail portfolio, which improved over the last quarter and ended at 5.4%, the lowest level since 2011. And there has been a process of using a lot of technology in credit concession, as I mentioned. And we have also been using that, these digital platforms, for collection. So in 2018, we recovered 575 million reais through these digital platforms, increasing 40% over 2017, already representing more than 20% of our collection. This brings a lot of dynamism and customization to the negotiations with our clients, as well as saving costs. In payroll, our strategy is to keep us as a relevant player focused on federal codes. And in line with this strategy, we have been using a new and an innovative platform that allows us to hire payroll loans completely paperless, only using facial biometrics. In this way, the digital process makes the operation more efficient, safe, and profitable. This digital origination of payroll at our point of service increased from 2% to 15% in December, so 2% in June 18 to 15% in December 18, and we expect this to reach 100% by December 19. In this quarter, as I mentioned, we originated 790 million reais per month, approximately 92% in loans and 8% in credit cards. When we look at the breakdown among the codes, we kept an important share on federal risk, responding to 88% in 2017 and also in 2018, and the INSS, the Social Security, represented alone 62%. Portfolio ended at 10.8 billion, representing 52% of the entire portfolio. On slide 12, we have some details about vehicle segment. Here, the focus of the operation is financing used cars between 4 and 8 years of usage, and also new motorcycles, capturing all the benefits of our expertise in credit, in collection, and also benefiting from the excellent relationship that we have with the business partners, with the dealers. In line with this digital transformation, we have been using a simulator that allows us to make a credit screening with a few pieces of information, and in addition to that, automatic payment in the case of approval. All that brings a lot of agility and better experience for our commercial partners and also to our customers. These and other investments in technology have allowed a significant increase in the productivity of our sales team, which already advanced about 40% between June and December 18, and we intend to double it by June 19, when we compare to June 18. Also, As I mentioned before, we intend to formalize 100% of loans completely paperless, paperlessly by year end. The origination, as I mentioned, was 415 million reais in the quarter per month, and the portfolio reached 7 billion reais. On page 13, we show the evolution of credit cards. Our strategy is to expand the origination through co-branded partnerships and digital channels such as marketplaces, in addition to capturing proposals directly from our website and offering our product through call centers. And we have been using a lot of analytics and CRM tools to boost cross-sell among our products. In 2018, a new credit modeling based on social profile was implemented using machine learning, and that allowed a great assertiveness both in defining the limit for new cards issued, but also in maintaining the limits throughout the life cycle of our customers. We have also launched an app on the third Q18, which now has more than 122,000 downloads, and 22% of our clients are already considered heavy users, which is a strong number for a short period since the launch. And also this quarter, we improved our rewards program, generating more benefits to our clients and improving efficiency. Total transactions were about 3.5 billion reais in the year, and the portfolio reached 877 million reais. On page 14, we show the evolution of the insurance business that we sell. We originated a monthly average of 22 million reais in premiums in the quarter, following the growth in the origination of the vehicle financing. The funding shown on slide 15 reached 20.3 billion in December. Time deposits increased significantly, reaching 9.1 billion, contributing to the diversification of our funding and also showing the acceptance of our products among distribution platforms and also on our own platform. On 4th Q, we launched a new app that allows clients to open the account for investment in about 3 minutes, and we are confident that this will increase our client base. On slide 16, we have the information on capital. Basel ratio stood at 14.1% with 12.2% Tier 1 capital, increasing as a consequence of our results. With this, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing the pound key. Since there seems to be no further questions, I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Inácio Caminha for his final remarks.
Once again, thank you all for the presence. Have a great day and see you next quarter.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.